That's right. So I'm jumping the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. I'm going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 13th of April. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1204, Constantinople, the city we know today as Istanbul, fell to the crusaders of the Fourth Crusade, who looted and burned large sections of the city. It was a major turning point in medieval history, temporarily ending the Byzantine Empire, who returned badly weakened and less able to defend themselves against the Turkish conquests that followed. This actually means the actions of the Fourth Crusade directly sped up the collapse of Christendom in the East and facilitated the expansion of Islam into Europe. Now, I have no view on this one way or the other. However, you would have to say very, very much not what the Crusaders set out to do. Literally the direct opposite of their job. In 1612, swordsman Miyamoto Musashi fought and defeated Sasaki Kojira in their famed battle at Funajima Island. According to legend, Miyamoto used a boken, or wooden sword, that he had carved from an oar on the boat ride over to the island, just to show off how good he was. Samuel Argyle captured the Native American princess Pocahontas to ransom her for some English prisoners held by her father on today's date in 1613. The Disney version was a little bit cheerier than the way that actually turned out in real life. 1829, on April 13th, the Roman Catholic Relief Act of 1829 gave Roman Catholics in the United Kingdom the right to vote and to sit in Parliament. 1841, Captain Augustine Lucas, a visiting naval captain, took the very first photograph ever taken in Australia. It was a photograph of Bridge Street right here in Sydney that unfortunately has been lost to the sands of time. Also in Australia in 1855, the University of Melbourne was established by an act of the Parliament of Victoria. The Colfax Massacre, in which more than 60 African Americans, some say approximately 150, were murdered by white Southern Democrats, took place on April 13th in 1873. It was the single bloodiest instance of racial carnage in the Reconstruction era. Another massacre, the Juliana Bag Massacre in 1919, involved British troops gunning down at least 379 unarmed demonstrators in India, wounding at least 1,200 on April 13th. 1943, as part of World War II, the discovery of Polish prisoners of war killed by Soviet forces was announced, causing a diplomatic rift between the Polish government in exile in London from the Soviet Union, which denied responsibility. And on the same day, the Jefferson Memorial was dedicated in Washington, D.C. on the 200th anniversary of President Thomas Jefferson's birth. Houston, we have a problem. April 13 in 1970, an oxygen tank aboard Apollo 13 exploded, putting the crew in great danger and causing major damage to the spacecraft while it was en route to the moon. It did turn out to be a pretty great movie, though. 1975, an attack by the Falangist resistance killed 26 militia members of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, marking the start of the 15-year Lebanese Civil War. Tiger Woods became the youngest golfer to ever win the Masters tournament on today's date in 1997. And last year, 2017, April 13th, the US dropped the largest ever non-nuclear weapon on the Nangarhar province in Afghanistan. The GBU-43-B Massive Ordnance Air Blast MOAB, also known as the Mother of All Bombs, with the stated goal of destroying tunnel complexes used by a branch of ISIS.
No one ever told us about the sorrow. So
got some very famous birthdays for you as well this morning. Guy Fawkes, remember to say happy birthday. He was born on this day in 1570. Touched on it before, but U.S. President Thomas Jefferson, born April 13 in 1743. From out of the Wild West, Butch Cassidy, born today's date in 1866. Another great movie right there. Playwright Samuel Beckett, born today in 1906. Don Adams, Maxwell Smart, 1923. Our very own Alan Jones is 77 this morning. Happy birthday, Alan. And Ron Perlman is 68, and doesn't he just look fabulous for it? Got some very famous musos for us as well this morning. Hillel Slovak, founding member of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, died far too young, only 26 years old. He was born April 13 in 1962. Mark Ford of the Black Crowes is 52 this morning. Aaron Lewis of Staid is 46. Lou Bega, we're still waiting on Mambo number 6. He is 43 this morning. Happy birthday, Lou. We're going out on this one this morning.
I just wanna live again, baby. How can you mend?
This track going out to the legendary Al Green, the Reverend Al Green. He's 72 this morning, one of the greatest voices of the 1970s. In fact, he's been called the last of the great soul singers. We are going out on his classic, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? For this day in history, on 2SER 107.3.
I feel like I wanna live again. How can you?